Okay, today's daf is Brachas daf Nun Ches. We are in Perek HaRoeh, the last Perek here in Maseches Brachas. And on the, today's daf, we spoke about a lot of different kinds of brachas that one makes. Some, one sees 600,000 Jews in Eretz Yisrael, according to some. If one sees this, if one sees that, again, continuing from the previous discussions of dreams. But today we went into more halachas of brachas. If one sees on Amud Beis, if one sees Bate Yisrael be Yeshuvan, Jewish homes that were rebuilt after destruction, if one sees them destroyed, and the Gemara goes through all the different types of brachas that one says. And then the Gemara goes into, but there is a time frame for some of the brachas. So right in the middle of Nun Ches Mabez, the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Haroes Chaveiro, La'achar Shloshim Yom, if one sees this his friend after 30 days, I haven't seen my friend for a month, I say the bracha of Shechianu, V'kiyamanu, V'kiyanu, Lazman Hazeh, Baruch Hashem, I see my friend, and after 12 months, I say, Mechaye HaMesim. If I haven't seen my friend after 12 months, Mechaye HaMesim. So again, it's not our topic today specifically, this bracha, but it's interesting to note that these are the two brachas that are said. Generally, most don't say this Bizman Hazeh with Shem and Malchus. One can say without Shem and Malchus. Why Dafka Mechaye HaMesim after 12 months? Pashas is because in the days of old, there was no lines of communication. You didn't know if somebody was alive or not after a year. So if you see them after a year, it's ke'ilu. You know, to you, they came back alive. And therefore, we say mechaye ha-mesim. The Marsha here says that it doesn't really mean 12 months. It means they've passed the yamim no-ra'im. They've passed Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And once they've gone through Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so then that's already, you know, they got a new grant on life, according to the Gzera that we assume HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives each and every person. So that's maybe what it means. La'acha Yud Beis Chodesh, that's what the Marsha says. L'fisha b'chol shana adam nidon Rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim, im l'maves im lios chai, v'mroei ra'acha Rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim zeh, v'yachar kach ein roei oso ra'acha Rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim, haba hari avar lav din im lamus im lav. That's why one says, according to this, it shouldn't be 12 months. It should be even like a week. If I saw my friend before last Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, then I see him after. But that's what the Marsha says. Okay, but then we get to the next line, which is our topic for today. And that is, yes, it says after 12 months we say, Mechaye Mesim, Amar Rav, Ein HaMes Nemishtakech Min HaLev, Ela La'achash Demasar Chodesh. A mace, somebody who dies, is not forgotten from the heart until after 12 months. Shenemar, nishkachatim, yemace, milev, hayisi, kule, oved. Right, I've forgotten the mace from my heart. It was like a lost kli. And therefore, the Gemara says, what? The Gemara just quotes that right after quoting the halacha of making a bracha after not seeing your friend after 12 months. But then the Gemara quotes this line of a mace is forgotten from the heart after 12 months. So what does this have to do with? So there are three or four areas of halacha where we know this comes up. First of all, the concept of a yard site. The concept of a yard site is based on this line of the Gemara. Right? We're supposed to always remember our departed ones, the relatives. And how often do you have to remember? How often do you have to remember? Once a week, once a month, once every 10 years, right? So how often? So the halacha suggests, again, it's not a din d'oraisa, but based on this idea that people forget after 12 months, there is a concept of at least once a year remembering the departed neshamas, lighting a candle, saying Kaddish, all the ideas that give an aliyah to the neshama, according to our tradition. But that is the idea of a yard site. The Gesher HaChaim writes, right, which is the classic sefer on all inyanim of Avelis, and many of the more contemporary svarim are based on the Gesher HaChaim. But all the way at the end of the Prak, in Perek Lamed Beis, so he talks about yard site. B'yom ha-yard site shel ha-manoach mispalalim le'ilu nishmaso. On the day of the yard site, once a year, one davens for the lifting up of the neshama. We assume that neshamas have different levels, and therefore every time there is a mitzvah, a schus done for the neshama, the neshama is able to go up in the spiritual realms, in the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever that means. V'hu yoma d'dina b'nogei li'iluyo, and really their life is judged against someone on the yard site. She'av v'kasiv ha'ari, she'ha'kadosh omrim ha'yisomim kol yud beis chodesh, hu l'halos avim migehenim l'gan Eden. right? The whole first year is to help the parent, the niftar, be saved from any types of Gehenim, and then afterwards is to go up within Gan Eden. Again, that's done once a year because of the idea of this is also why there are those that have the minhag of Yizkar during the first year. The children do not stay in the shul for Yizkar. Why is that? It's the first year. They don't need the Yizkar in order to, once a year, again, you might say, well, Yizkar is a couple times a year. The minhag is to do it on the various seasons of the holidays, and there's the yard site. Okay, but again, Chazal were koveya, once a year, every Pesach, once a year, every this, every that, it is done. But again, that's a minhag. Not everybody does, but it is that, you know, the first year you don't need to, because you say Kaddish every day and you remember it, so there's no reason that you have to remember it during this Yizkar, because it's constantly on the mind. But the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea also, in Shinayin Vav, there is another minhag quoted, right, besides the yard site. Which again, there is a discussion, which we're not going to have right now. How does one determine the yard site for the first year? You know, for later years, you generally go by the Yom HaMisa, the Day of Death. But the first year, there's a little more of a discussion, because, you know, what if there are a couple of days between death and burial? So that's a little tricky, that when do you hold the yard site the first year? Or generally, it's the Yom HaMisa. If there are 3 days, separation, so then there are those that say you go by the Yom HaKfura during the first year. But if you look in Shin Ayin Vav, in the Simen, in Shulchan Aruch, about various halachas of Nichama Velim, Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Shulchan Aruch there quotes the minhag of a matzeva, as we know, the idea of putting up a matzeva, and the, let me just find the line if I can, Kiva Eger quotes the minhag is to do it on the yard side. It's on the yard side because after the day of the yard side, that's when the shichacha starts, as the Gemara says here. Ein hamisa shachrich ben alev. Again, what's called the unveiling in today's lingo. Again, in Eretz Yisrael, the minhagim do it a little quicker. Some even do it at the end of Shiva. Some at the end of Shloshim. Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes here on Shulchan Aruch in Shin Ayin Vav Sif Dalid, the minhag of putting it up at the end of the year because of. Yeah, let me just find the line. Min hashem amid matzeva ar acha yud beis chodesh bishum ta matzeva nira lechashivus ubiyud beis chodesh shalo yesh lo tzar. Right, you don't. It's something that is significant that you want to wait till after some of the pain subsides. Inami ta tam da matzeva shalo yishkach oso milev va'meis ino nishkach ar acha yud beis chodesh. So that's why the Rav Kivager quotes on in Yeridea. Look on the first page of the Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shechter's first sefer about Rav Soloveitchik. So on the first page there, he quotes this Rav Kivager, that the tachlis, he quotes based on the Yerushalmi and Shkalim, that the tachlis of a matzeva is to remember the niftar, but he quotes that the Yerushalmi says that the ultimate remembering of a Talmud Chacham is their words of Torah. Right, you don't need a stone. You just quote their Torah. If you quote their Torah, then you're remembering them. So really, the ultimate matzeva is to quote Torah. And that's why on the first yard site of Rav Soloveitchik, that's when the Sefer came out, in order to be the matzeva, so to speak, of Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ein Osin Nefashos, Matzeva Shal Binyan Mefura L'Tzadikim, Divrehem Hein Hein Zichronam. Their words are their greatest zikaron. And that's what right, the story is quoted, that when the Toldos Rabbi Kiva Eger, interesting Rabbi Kiva Eger, when the biography of Rabbi Kiva Eger came out in Shas Tafrei Shchav Beis in 1862, the Rol Ratzah Netziv Likrobo, the Netziv was not interested in reading the biography of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Why? He says, I have his svarim. That's his greatest biography. That's how I remember him. I don't have to know what he looked like and what he ate for lunch and this. No, we're in a generation where we need a little more inspiration, maybe. So stories are good for us. When was his birthday? When was his yard site? Okay, so that's the ultimate level of remembering. But again, that's yard site and that's matzeva. The place where this really comes up is Parsha Zohar. Parsha Zohar, that's where we get the discussion of Yud Beis Chodesh. You know, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Megillah, as we know, that even though the Torah says that we have to remember Amalek, period, doesn't give a certain amount of time, when and how often. And often, when there is an open-ended mitzvah, we say it means once a day. Berachas Kohanim. It does not say how often Kohanim have to do Berachas Kohanim. So you might say they have to find six minyanim every day and duchen in six minyanim. Right? You might say that. You might say they have to do it once a year. You know, when is it? So Chazal had an understanding that, you know, Berachas Kohanim is once a day, every day. Once a day, every day, like some other mitzvahs as well. Maybe tefillah, maybe other mitzvahs. But what about Parshas Zachar? So Chazal instituted once a year. Once a year, and we do it the Shabbos before Purim. Shabbos before Purim, when we lay Parshas Zachar, the Mishnah Megillah Daf Chavtes, Chal Lios B'tocha Shabbos, B'shniya Zachar, right? The first Shabbos is Shkalim, B'shniya, the second Shabbos is Zachar, that's the one that's before Purim. Why do we do it once a year? Because of this Gemara. Because we're supposed to remember Amalek. Chazal had a different understanding that it's not one of those mitzvahs that have to be done once a year. There is a minug. It's a minug that the Magen Avraham quotes the Shlach Kadosh to say the Sheish Sechiros at the end of davening every day. But again, that is a minug. The Iker Chiyuv Chazal instituted is, remember what Amalek did to us once a year. Once a year, the Shabbos before Purim. That comes from this Gemara that Eina Mitzvah Shakim and Alev El Ola Achar Yud Beis Chodesh. Good. But the question is, how literally do you take our Gemara? Yud Beis Chodesh. What happens in a Shana Mu'baris? What happens in a leap year where there are 13 months between the two Parsha Zachars? Is that a problem? Because then by the time you get to the second Parsha Zachar, you've forgotten it. Because after 12 months, you know, it leaves the head. And again, does it mean like every time we learn something, so 12 months and one day later we forget it? Is it literally? Or it starts leaving, and we have to make sure that we do our best to remember it. So if you look at the Maharam Shik, one of the star students of the Chassam Sofer, he writes in his Sefer on Taryag Mitzvos that, yeah, he thinks that it's literally 12 months. And therefore, one, when you have a leap year between two Parshio Zachar, between two Adars, so then the Parshas Kiseitse, the summer in the middle, you know, you have to remember, it's a few months before. The summer in the middle, the rabbi should announce, the gabbai should announce in shul, everybody should have kavana for this laning Parsha Zachar, because there's going to be 13 months in between. And we don't want to have 13 months in between the two Parsha Zachars, and therefore, remember now. I'm reading from the Maram Shik. Likros Petzibur Pamachas Bashana. Vahatam, and he quotes the Gemara, he quotes it from Bava Metzia, from Eila Metzias, because this Gemara also appears, this line also appears by an Aveda, if somebody lost an object. So how long could we assume till they have Yeir? So we say, after 12 months. After 12 months, the guy doesn't have any hope of getting it back. So the concept, so lanu atarach dosha, shlo tishtakach, right? It shouldn't be forgotten. Ubevad etzvichem lizkar pamachas b'kol shana v'shana. And therefore, he quotes from his Rebbe, here he quotes from the Chassam Sofer, says, what about Ashana Muberes? The Heshiv Maran, he quotes that the Chassam Sofer answered that he has Kavana during Parshas Kiseitse. And therefore, and it says the Maram Shik, that's what you should do. So that's the Chumra of the Maram Shik. Ruba de Ruba of the Achronim, including the Chassam Sofer himself in Shuvas, does not say that. If you look at the Chassam Sofer himself, he seems to say that, no, it doesn't mean 12 months literally. It means the cycle of the year. You know, certain things we do during the year bring up certain emotions, bring up certain memories. When it comes Pesach every year, we think about different Pesachs in our life. When it comes Purim every year, we think about different Purims in our life. It doesn't mean literally 12 months. It means a year. A little difficult. Why does it say 12 months then? Why doesn't it just say a year? But this is how many understand. If you look in the Chassam Sofer, Eben Ezer, Simen Kuf Yud Tes, he quotes the Shvus Yaakov, which Beth Hashem will see soon, but he quotes, the issue is, D'bishana yesh hekif shel kol hayamim. During a year, you have the whole roller coaster of emotions. Yemei simcha, v'yemei tzomos. V'share inyanim. Sheyesh l'kol yom b'yomo shema'oraro lizkar inyan. Right, every experience in life reminds us and awakens within us to remember something. V'mavar shana behekev kol hazmanim. Once the whole cycle of the year has passed, kfar hosi midaito. So then I've been through it. V'imkein kivash l'kolu amoade v'shini hazmanim ayudu yachadashim. He's talking about if you have a leap year, then it doesn't happen until 13 months. Not like magic. You know, we forget things. It means after a cycle of a year, you know, that's when things go. Again, it doesn't mean by Avelis we dafka do 12 months or 11 for a Kaddish, literally. Because that's not only Kaddish, and the observance is a different. It's 11 months or 12 months. But the yard side, you know, the yard side is stretched then. If it's an Eve Shana Mubaris, then there's 13 months in between the yard sites. So that's what the Chassam Sofer says. It goes generally by the feelings. And I saw in the Akedas Yitzchak also has a lashon like this as well. He quotes Zachares Kor Masha Yisameachim Krovo Avivo Echavo Bono Avo Eshtaket Beperkazeh. You remember the parted ones, what you did on Pesach with them, what you did on this day with them. The sadness is a little more distant and dissipates. But once you've been through the experiences of the year, and you don't really think about it until this time period comes up. Rav Sternbach as well, and others, and that's the generally the kula. Many Akronim also say, what the Rishonim knew, that there was something called Shonim Uberis. And nowhere do we find in the Rishonim this chumrah that for Parsha Zachar, when there's a leap year, every couple of years you should have Kavan and Kizetze. If it was so obvious that you take 12 months literally, it's not 13 months, so then, you know, it's Chazal would have said it. And the Rishonim would have said it. The fact that they didn't say it, you know, means that you don't take it so literally. And so also, just one other ha'ara related to this, and that is, where are the two places, the Divrei Yoel says this, where are the two places in Shas where this idea of forgetting things comes up? By a mace in our Gemara, and by an aveda, by a lost item in Bava Metzia. So maybe, he says, maybe some suggest, it's not that you forget everything after a year. What, everything we learned a year and a day ago, we forget? There are certain things that inherently are drawn to forgetting, because they're out of our mind and they become more and more distant. If somebody died, so then every year further away, we forget it more. We're not reviewing it, and it's more and more distance, and if it's a lost item. Those two are inherently lost things that are becoming more and more lost. So dafka there, the Gemara says, by those items that are somewhat, you know, already lost, then we say they become something every year that happens, you know, they become more and more. But it's not that everything. Parsha Zachar? Right? Parsha Zachar has nothing to do with shichacha. It has nothing to do with being lost. So maybe those 12, again, Chazal have the idea, but you don't have to take it so literally in that way that one would forget each and every time. Everything that I ever, you know, that I ever remembered, you know, after a year I start forgetting. A little more tricky. So we have it again by a yard site, the concept. We have the concept by a Hakamas Batseva. We have it by Parsha Zachar. That's probably the biggest discussion of it. We also have it, one other context, the Shvus Yaakov. Yaakov Reischer here discusses, you know, what happens, other halachas, and the Gemara talks about this in Maseches Nedarim, other halachas that go by a year. So if somebody rents a house for a year, the Gemara talks about is the, and you, they didn't specify, is the Shanim Uberis included? Right? By Nedarim, sometimes you go by Lashem and Adam. There was a Takana, the Shus Yaakov talks about this in Sheila Kuf Chav Hei. He discusses in the days of old, there was a takana. It's called takanas shum, tam, different words. There was a takana that if a husband and wife got married and the wife brought in a tremendous dowry, a big dowry to the marriage, and then there was death or divorce within a year. Within a year, so the dowry, even though usually the husband yarches the wife, the dowry went back to the wife's family because, again, the families were very nervous. Right, if the husband's going to divorce, maybe he's just marrying her for the money, maybe it's going to be a short-lived, but what if a tragedy happens? And so that was the takana. That was the takana that was made by the Rabbanan of the time. So there was a case, Rachman al-Slan, tragically, that a woman died after 12 months after the marriage, but it wasn't, it was a Shana Mubaris, so it wasn't the day of the, it wasn't the anniversary of the marriage yet. So it was a homach locus. She died 12 and a half months after the marriage, and it didn't reach the day yet. So, obviously, the husband and the family was like, terrible, terrible, but, you know, it's been a year. It's been 12 months. And the wife's family was saying, no, it means a year. It means the, you know, calendaric year from that. That's what this is in a din Torah. So what do you go by? So that's what the Shvus Yaakov discusses. He's noted to say, based on the Gemara literally, like we saw in the Maharam Shik, 12 months and 12 months, and it's not only 12 months, it's 12 months and a half a month. Sometimes you find Ruba Kakulo. Right, so we're not going to be Motzi Mamon Midea Muchsak. He's also, the husband is the Muchsak, Amos Mechavrela Varaya. So he's noted to say that it would be the 12 months. While the Rabbi Yosef Engel here in the Gilyone Ashas, he always quotes the Shvus Yaakovs that has to do with the Gemaras. So he quotes that he does not agree. He thinks that no, it's Shasi Iber, like many contexts. It means a year. Gam shnasa iber tzorach la'akres. V'im kidal karchad. Gam shnasa iber ein mishtaka kol yud gimel chodesh. 13 months. Fatam be'emes bipas l'kel gomer alai. There are certain things that happen after a year and go by the Hebrew calendar. Hilchasa and other things that go by the Hebrew calendar. So this also would go by the Hebrew calendar, and he assumes that you would wait. Okay, a couple of halachas that have to do with forgetting after 12 months. Maybe just to end with one dvar hashkafa. That is Rav Shimon Shkap in the Hakdama to the Shar Yosher. He discusses the luchos. Moshe Rabbeinu gets the first luchos, and he goes down, and he sees them dancing around the golden calf, and what does he do? He takes them, and he throws them down and breaks the luchos. And I asked Rav Shimon Shkab, what was he thinking? He didn't know there was going to be another set of luchos. So why didn't he just put them away, teach Torah, get them to do tshuva, and then give them the first luchos again? Why did he have to go and break them? So he says, Moshe Rabbeinu saw the danger. The first luchos we know were written by God. Second luchos were written by Moshe. Fuzdok was written by God. You know what that meant? Says Rav Shimon Shkap, if anybody ever learned anything, it would be eternal. It would be connected to them. It would be written on their heart. And they would know it forever and ever. You wouldn't have to work so hard to remember everything in the world of the first luchos. And therefore, you wouldn't have to be so committed. And that could lead to a lot of danger, as Moshe saw by the Chet Egel. Rather, I don't know. The Jews can't live with this luchos. I hope there'll be a second one. The second one will be different. It'll be made by man. Made by man, that means it's not eternal. And you want to remember something? You have to work very, very hard. Because part of life is forgetting things, says Rav Shimon Shkab. But that's why it's better for us to be in a world of second luchos, because then if we really want to get it, we have to be committed. Ilmali lo nishtabra luchos harishonos lo nishtachacha Torah miYisrael. Haynu shayis haskula. Shim lomad adam pamachas hayishamur bizichrono lolam. If you would learn something, you would remember it forever. Some people might say, come on, why do you have to break the luchos? Moshe knew, in a more general, national sense, it's better for us. Here gets Moshe Rabbeinu, Sha'alul al yedei zeh liyos chilul ha-kodesh nora ma'od. She'efshar she'yizdame she'ya'ish mushchas. You could have a totally disgusting person, umigul b'maisim roim, baki b'kol chadri ha-Torah. But he's an expert in Torah. V'lomad Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe says, can't be. Carbon Pesach, we know, called Ben Nechal or Yochabo, surely the entire Torah. And therefore he says, I'm going to break these, hopefully I'll make it other ones, which may be more matim, more appropriate for human beings, and you have to work very hard in order to be Konetar. But again, that reflects to us that forgetting things is part of the human condition, and we just have to do our best to try to overcome and not forget. But again, today we spoke about how in certain areas of Halacha, 12 months is the key limit in terms of forgetting things. Okay, we'll stop here.